Well, I have no doubt that this was an attack on the GA as well. This was an attack on the young man, first and foremost. It robbed a fantastic young man of his life and his family of the joy of having him. It certainly was that. And then in a lesser and in a much lesser way, it was an attack on us in the GA, because we do value every member. We're continually telling our clubs that they are the bedrock of our association, and we sincerely mean that. And when someone takes away a young man like this, who was a member of the Bearer Red Knights, that is an attack on all of us, and we are both saddened and angered by it.
And the GAA, of course, has played its part in building a shared future for everybody that lives in this part of the island.
Well, as you would know, Francis, very well, we believe in it. And we have the Cúchulainn project, just to take one, for example, where we take people, young people from all traditions, both the unionist background and the nationalist, and we get them playing games together. Because at the end of it all, that's what the GAA is about. We're a sporting organisation. We're about playing games. And for goodness sake, playing games has to be about one thing only, and that's fun. So we believe in reaching out. We now have GAA clubs and GAA players coming from all sorts of backgrounds, people who would never in the past have associated with us. And we welcome that. We welcome it, in fact, with open arms. But this was a young man, don't forget, from a very traditional GAA background, a completely traditional GAA background. And why anyone would rob him from his right to life, there is no explanation for it. And we are angry by it and saddened.